Florida natives Tayshaun Lawrence and George Fields have a lot in common. They're both juniors at Bethune-Cookman University. They're both studying business administration. And they are both newly initiated brothers in the Kappa Alpha Psi fraternity. They're also both mentors and volunteers with students at Campbell Middle School in Daytona Beach. They help out with career fairs, food distribution, and community upkeep, as well as work in classrooms to help students with classwork and develop mentorships. Their relationship with Campbell Middle School came via connections with Principal Marcia Owens and Linda Huger, a chair of the Children's Home Society. And on one of their regular visits to the school, they witnessed a student in distress. Lawrence and Fields spoke with Engage producer Richard Copeland about what happened that day in Daytona Beach. Fields begins the discussion.
We were on our way to our designated classroom to go help out with the kids in there while we were stopped by the campus security officer and the principal. And they were dealing with the student who was lashing out. And they just asked us, like, hey, is there something you can say to him? We've been trying to get through to him. This is a repeated issue. It's like, can you guys just talk to him? And we completely stopped what we were doing, turned around, and went to the conference room in the main office and sat down and just had a conversation with the student, calmed him down, gave some valuable life advice and some insight on how to navigate through the rest of his educational journey.
What did you say to calm him down? How did you help him ground himself?
Well, the student specifically, he was actually a good kid. It seemed like he was just being picked on and he needed some work on anger management. So we had to guide him on how to work through people talking about him and things like that. Like, hey, you don't have to lash out or fight or cause a problem or a scene every time someone says something about you, because that's going to happen. You got to know how to control those emotions.
You're describing words that this student has probably heard from adults before. How were the two of you able to connect with him, to develop a rapport and develop a level of trust?
We just placed ourselves in the own kid position. We thought back to our own middle school days. Basically, the same problems he was going through, I was going through in middle school as well. So I honestly could relate to his problems. And I honestly just kept it honest with him about how to work through them and how to better handle situations, how to not just let somebody make you mad because of word or joke or anything of that sort, and how to handle when somebody picking on you the right way, because it's not always good. And you also can't do this in the real world where somebody make a joke about you and you can just flash out on him. So just giving him that valuable life lesson and walking him through alternative steps that he can take instead of flashing out on somebody or cussing at somebody, I think he really enjoyed the advice, and I'm pretty sure he's applying it right now ever since we've been keeping up with him, because he's honestly a good student at heart.
Tayshaun and George, how did the two of you work together in a way that didn't make him feel like he was being ganged up on and make him feel comfortable in a conversation rather than being lectured or talked to?
I know me personally, me telling the student that I was in his position before, and also telling him that even though we're in college, we're still students too at the end of the day. People may not realize, but even though we're in college and our age, they are adult, we're actually still students and kids. So a lot of the things that he was doing, I could honestly still relate to, because it wasn't that long ago when we was in high school or middle school as people think it was. It was only a couple years ago. So us telling him that, I think, made him really more comfortable about us talking to him.
And I think that's a significant part of that as well is, like you said, I mean, he's probably hearing these same things from faculty and the higher-ups that he is already around. So what makes it different for him to hear it from us? Like I said, when we was talking to him, we really made him feel like we were coming from where he was. Because I know as a student, when especially when I was that age, it was hard to live with certain adults, because it's like, yeah, you can tell me all these things, but you don't know nothing about me. You don't know what I'm going through, this, this, and that. But I feel like him talking to somebody that understood where he was coming from and understood what he was going through, because I'm also a student that came up in poverty, that had anger issues and didn't have the best environment around me. So I understand. And I was still sitting in his face with a three-piece suit on Wednesday. So just showing him that you don't have to let your environment make you. You don't have to just play into the stereotypes. These people aren't just telling you these things for no reason. They're telling you it because it's real. And the fact that I feel like he's hearing it from us now, two people that literally could have been sitting in the same chair that he was, it made a significant difference.
Were these de-escalation skills that you learned somewhere, or were the two of you speaking from the heart and from the gut?
I would just say personally that we were just speaking from the heart. Like I said, I only could tell him what I knew from my own experience. And I had a lot of similar experience that it sounded like he was having. So I feel like him hearing the words that we had to say resonated with him more than some of the things that he might get told on a daily basis by his teachers.
I feel like it was coming from the heart, all honesty too, just because the student was telling us basically his predicament in life and everything that's going on at his age. And me honestly just relating to him as somebody who was also don't come from the best of homes or the environment, I feel like that we were very relatable at that same age that he was. So I feel like that was, it was easier to have an open heart-to-heart conversation with him about making the right decisions and getting to his career goals in life, because he did have goals, dreams, and aspirations to be a college soccer player. And basically, I was just explaining to him about how making good life choices can get you to that position that you want to be in.
Yeah, and I think another good part of that was it was us speaking to him. Like, I know when you're a student, probably everyone's received plenty of lectures as their time as a student, whether it was middle school, high school, college, whatever. But it's hard to really listen to what those people got to say, especially when you come from that type of environment, because it's like you can be told all these things that you can do, but you can sit and look at the person that's lecturing and be like, you didn't come from where I came from. You don't have the same circumstances that I face. So it's not the same, but it's different because we put ourselves in his place and we let him know, yes, we might be here giving you a lecture when we was brought in by faculty and all these great things, but we came from where you came from. We were sitting in the same seat you were. We had the same circumstances you did. So it's not impossible. He's very capable of turning it around, and he actually has been.
So that leads me to ask, how did this resolve? How did you guys leave this? And are you maintaining contact with the student?
Me and Tayshaun specifically, we've been very busy in the past few weeks because we just got initiated into Kappa Alpha Psi Fraternity Incorporated. But we actually did go back over there. I think it was like a week or two ago, back at Campbell, and followed up with the student. And he hadn't been in any fights since we had spoke to him that day. And they said he was doing better with his grades.
Is there an opportunity for him to take what he learned from you guys and share it with others?
Most definitely.
I think the knowledge that we gave him not only stood out to him, but I definitely think it's something that he's going to hold on to for a good period of time and possibly relay to his classmates or his friends or people that he's coming up with in that same type of predicament.
What did this event teach you each about yourselves?
Personally, I would just say, like, it just kept me going for the things that I'm already striving for. I realized that one of my purposes of being not only in school, but just on this world is to inspire. I personally inspired multiple people since I've been in college, and I came from the streets of Baltimore, where college don't even get looked at as an option. I've inspired multiple people since I've been down here doing my thing to go back to school. And just being at Campbell that day and inspiring a younger group of kids, that just let me know that I need to keep doing what I'm doing, because I'm doing something right.
I can build off of what George said. The situation just really taught me the valuable and principles and patience and emotional intelligence that I have and that I'm trying to spread around the community of Volusia County, that I'm trying to spread at Campbell Middle School, that I'm trying to spread at Palm Terrace, Turtee, and other elementary schools around the county that just coming up in a rough environment or coming up as a bad kid or just coming up in Daytona in general, that you can be somebody in life. And me being that person that they can look up to, that's just all the satisfaction that I need, because little do I know it, I'm a lot of these kids' role models. So them just seeing that a black man can achieve, that a black man can walk in there in a three-piece suit, go to college and have good grades and have a good life set up for him afterwards, just me demonstrating that to them, I feel like that just gives me the smile on my face that I need for them to just stay motivated and to want more out of life.
Tayshaun Lawrence and George Fields are junior business majors at Bethune-Cookman University. Gentlemen, thank you for taking the time to speak with us.
Yes, sir.
It was great talking.